Assalamu alaikum. We will now give the English reading for Al-Fatiha, the standard prayer, titled The Opening. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah Most High says in the Quran, the book of Allah, to the Muslims, the last of the revelations, the completed revelation for all the worlds. In this chapter, which is the second chapter of the Quran, the holy book, the title of this chapter in Arabic is Baqarah, and it means the cow. The first verse of this chapter gives three mystical letters: Alif, Lam, Mim, and the English equivalents are A, L, M. There is a commentary or explanation for these mystical letters found in the commentary of the Quran. However, the judgment of most imams, scholars, and authorities in the religion is that there is nothing definite establish regarding these mystical letters, except that they are attention getters. They get your attention. So that the next whatever verse follows is heard with the greatest amount of attention. And the next verse, the second verse, reads, "This is the book, in it is guidance, sure without doubt, to those who fear God." ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Hudan, guidance. للمتقين لي for L the لل لي L لل we pronounce li and al together, lil. And then muttaqin, lil muttaqin, for the muttaqin. And it's translated here, those who fear God. However, muttaqin means those who are regardful. But in this context here, it is first and most important that we understand that we are required to fear or regard our Lord God with the greatest regard. With the greatest regard. However, the same word is used by God in our holy book, by Allah in our holy book, to teach us the proper regard for other things that are essential, very necessary, very vital to our personal life and to the life of society, or for our personal life and for the life of society. God says, ittaqi, ittaqi Allah. Reverence God, hold God, give God the proper regard. Be regardful of God. Ittaqi Allah. Be regardful of God. Be regardful of Allah. And he also says, wal arham. And also the ties of relationship. The family ties. The family ties. So God tells us in this holy book to be regardful of the family ties. The relationship of husband and wife. The relationship of parent and children. Be regardful of the family ties. Literally, arham means the wombs of the females that bore us. Whether we are male or female, we all had our life formed in the wombs of our mothers. And we are all first delivered into the world from our mothers. And God requires us that we be regardful of our mother, our father, our husband, our wife, our husbands, our wives, our children. In this religion, family has been given a very special place. In fact, in this religion, the first duty of the Muslim person is to God and then to family. First to God and then to family. No one is asked to help or support concerns outside of the family before they have first been asked to help and support concerns in their own house. And we find that the best supporters of matters and concerns of a community or public nature, when I say public now, I'm speaking as the Muslim leader for the Muslim community. I'm speaking of our public, the Muslim public, not the general public. The best supporters of the public concern are those who are sensitive, who are alive to their family concerns. Those who are not supportive of their family concerns are usually the same ones that are not supportive of the Muslim community. So God is the best knower. God knows best. And Allah has said in his holy book that family rights have a priority with God. Family rights have a priority with God. This is the book, and it is guidance for sure, without doubt, to those who hold Allah with proper regard, proper respect, deep regard and deep respect. To better understand this term in Quran, regardful, muttaqi, which is for one person, muttaqin, for the many people, let us recall what the Quran says of such people and what the Prophet has said too on this subject. Allah Most High says in the Quran that those people, those real people who believe in God, who hold Him with the proper respect, says that they feel a tremor. They feel a trembling inside at the mentioning of God's name. So when God's name is mentioned, it means when just like when we are busy doing something else and our minds are not on God, and then someone mentions God's name, it brings a kind of trembling or tremor, a kind of tremor in our hearts, in our hearts, like disturbance on the water. Like a disturbance on the water when the name of God is mentioned. And another description of them given in Quran says, and when they, and mind you, that this is not only a description of the Muslim, this is also a description of the devoted Christians, according to this Quran. Says, and when they hear the recital of God, when they hear the recital of God, say that they respond with crying, tears, they can be seen running down their cheeks. And of the holy men, says, and their beards become wet with tears. Now this has happened to people in those days, and it has happened to people in these days. In fact, it is happening somewhere right now. Somewhere right now, there are men and women reading Quran or listening to the recital, and at certain points in the recital, their button will be punched, will be mashed. We all have our own sensitive buttons. And at some point in the recital, their button will be mashed. And when that button is mashed or punched, they will respond with that outpouring of emotions and sentiments or whatever. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the peace and the blessings be upon the Prophet, he said, that the fear of God and the urge to be good, to do goodness, are expressions of the same. When he pointed to the heart of the man, he pointed to his own heart to explain what he meant. He pointed to his heart. They say he said that the goodness is right here and the taqwa is right here in the heart and ihsan is right here in the heart. It's right here. And he said when you pray to God, or pardon me, not only when you pray to God, but know that God, when you pray to God, but know that God, whenever you, whatever you, your situation is, know that God is seeing you. Whether you're seeing Him or not. know that God is seeing you. Now, this kind of instruction from the prophet was given to the Muslims, given to believers. Not to people who don't believe in God, to people who believe in God. So if you believe in God, Prophet Muhammad is saying, know that God is seeing you. Whether you see him or not, know that he is seeing you. Those who live with that awareness are the muttaqi, the muttaqeen, are those who are regardful of Allah. If you are regardful of Allah in the right way, in the true sense, you won't be better in your behavior when someone is looking at you than you are when you're by yourself. You'll be at your best behavior all the time because you know Allah is looking at you. He's aware of everything you're doing. Now, let me give a little explanation for this. Elaborate a little bit on this. Because certain situations make us behave falsely. And many times, the false behavior is not really a sin in us, but I must say it's a weakness in us. Now, I will explain. There are some people who are ashamed to be as conscious of Allah before others as they are when they're by themselves. So just like you have the hypocrite who before us, he's holy, and away from us, he's a sinner. You also have the weak Muslim who before God, he is holy, but before his associates, he's kind of weak. He's afraid to appear before them as good as he is. He fears that they will say, oh, you're too good. So he doesn't like to be uncomfortable with his associates. He doesn't like to have them looking at him and thinking he's too good for their company. So when he's in their company, he's less regardful than he is when he's alone with his Lord. Now I say that that person shouldn't be called a sinner. They should just be called weak. Because they mean well. They mean well. But that weakness can carry you into sin. Because if that weakness becomes too strong, you will do a sinful thing to please your associates. And you won't want to do it. It won't be in your spirit to do it. You'll be doing it to take the pressure of your associates off of you in that situation. I remember being a victim of that. I never smoked. I never liked to smoke. But I was a young teenager and trying to keep up with the teenagers. I was out there enjoying life, social life with them. Dancing at the parties. So they were smoking. I danced. Wasn't supposed to be dancing. But I thought I could get by with dancing. Since I wasn't doing a lot of other things that other people were doing. So I danced. And this time, they said, hey, man, why don't you take a smoke? Have you ever smoked? I said, no, I haven't smoked. They said, don't you want to smoke, man? Take a smoke. Yeah, they gave me a cigarette. So I took a cigarette. I said, look, I don't smoke. I don't want to smoke. I said, it's not because of anything other than that I don't want to smoke. I don't like smoke. I said, but just to show you all, that I'm not afraid of this cigarette, I took it and I puffed a few times. I never did it since. But I did it then. Now, suppose they were having also drinking. Hey, man, you ever took a drink? And I said, no, man. But just to show you all that I'm not afraid to take a drink, now take a drink. Say, hey, man, have you ever had sex? I said, no, man. I don't believe in doing it. I don't want to do that. But just to show you all I'm not afraid of sex, okay, girl, come on, we have sex. See, that can lead you, and you can stretch out there, and you, before you know it, you're in trouble with your Lord. So I didn't let it go that far. In fact, I stopped with the cigarette. I stopped with a cigarette. I didn't let it go. But later I thought about what I did, and I said, if I'm ever in a situation again like that, I'll make a wise decision. I'll be stronger for my Lord. I won't do it. Now, this kind of weakness is occurring all the time. For some of us, it's maybe more serious, but I'm sure all of you have had a situation in your life where you have done something, didn't show the strength that your spirit had. Your spirit was strong, but in that situation, in that social situation, you went against your spirit and did something to satisfy that situation. We have to guard against that. Guard against that. But know that you are better off than those who are sinners with Allah. They're sinners in the sight of Allah. And when they come around us, they're holy. That's the worst one. Now, that's a true hypocrite. That's the real hypocrite. So with this note from the Quran, we want to set the tone and the spirit for this ta'aleem or this address today. That is, that in this book, there is no doubt, no mistakes, no errors, no defect, pure and perfect. And it is for the regardful. It is for the regardful. Now, anybody can get it. Anybody can have it. But it wasn't revealed for anybody. It was revealed for the regardful. Say, well, do I have to believe in God? Did God reveal this only for people who believe in Him? No. He revealed it for people who don't believe in Him as well. But He revealed it for the regardful. Now, there are many people who are regardful of their mothers, but they're not regardful of God. And if you are sincerely and truly regardful of your mother, you will also be regardful of God if religion is brought to you in the proper way. Many people are not regardful of God because they have had a bad encounter with religion. They got religion from a bad source and were turned off to God. God could have given the verse and said, those who ittaqillah. He could have put it that way. This is the book, without doubt,
for those who fear Allah.
He could have put it that way, but he didn't put it that way. He said, this is the book without doubt for those who are regardful. There are men in the field of science. They respect knowledge. They're regardful of knowledge. They have great regard and deep appreciation and deep respect and regard for knowledge. And many of those men have been turned off to religion, turned off to God. If they will give this book the same respect they give their field of knowledge, God says, and why do they not research the Quran? Many men who did not believe in God, some of them of the West, recently, have out of curiosity done research in the Quran. And we have their names and their history that they were converted, not by a minister, not by an imam, not by preaching from anyone. They were converted while they were doing their research. Why was it possible for them to be converted? Because they were people who were regardful of something. If you are regardful of anything, you are given this book as your salvation. This is the book for your salvation. If you are regardful of anything that should be regarded. God says in his holy book, and be regardful of the fire. And be regardful of the fire. You know, if you fear for your life, and you fear for your life with a respect, with a fear of the consequences that are coming, of the consequences to your life, that will save you. If you get religion in the proper way, you most likely will accept it. But there are some people, they're not regardful of anything. You show them fire, they want to see just how big a fire they can make with it. You tell them that'll burn. You take it and put it on his skin. Burn. Blister his arm. Just to show you, I don't respect what you're talking about. Say, hey, that fire burn you. Shoo! See, it didn't hurt. Arm all blistered up. Didn't hurt. So some people, they're just rebels. Their spirit is to be a rebel. And one of the titles, one of the names of the devil is a rebel. That's what he is. That's one of his titles. The rebel. So some people are just given to be a rebel. Their spirit is to rebel. And they don't care what it is. They got to rebel against it. The only way they won't rebel against it, you got to keep them out of a situation where it's challenging them. But anything that challenges them, they got to rebel against. You say the sky is blue. They take that as a challenge. They look up and say, well, it ain't blue to me. And you say, it is blue. That's your opinion. You know? There are crazy people that know what hospitals are built for. Those who are regardful. Now, with that recognition, let us now begin this presentation, which I hope will be concluded in the next 20 minutes. For all religions, and not only religions, for all ideologies, our philosophies of life, there are points of emphasis. And in my study as a student of this religion, I have come to find out, to know, And I feel obligated to tell people, after finding out, that the distinction in your religion, what distinguishes you in your religion, is the religious emphasis. The religious emphasis. Because in a general sense, Muslim, Christians, and Jews, and even other people are very much alike. We say we believe in God. Don't think you have an exclusive on that. Christians believe in God just as much as you do. We believe in righteousness. So do other people. Say, well, we don't eat pork. Now, other people don't eat pork, too. Well, we dress modest. So do other people. But somewhere there is the Muslim distinction. And the distinction comes where the emphases are. Certainly, the other religious groups, they believe in righteousness. But our distinction is a consistent righteousness. They believe in high morals. They believe in moral excellence. But our distinction is a consistent moral excellence. I hope I'm making myself clear. Our religion also emphasizes work. Work. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except that they be faithful believers and doers of good works. That's repeated in our holy book over and over again. So often that we know in our religion, faith alone is not accepted. Faith must be supported and backed up and verified in good works, deeds of righteousness, deeds of goodness and excellence. So our religion has emphasis on works. It says, and those who come up in the judgment with their left hand, they will be given the fire. What is the left hand? The left hand is symbolic of impulsive behavior. Impulsive behavior. Your left hand cooperates with the right hand because it is natural impulse that it does that. So the left hand is impulsive, blind behavior. This is blind, impulsive behavior in the left hand. The right hand has been trained to do what it does. This is learned behavior. For most people, most of us are right-handed. For the left-hand person, you have to switch it around. You make your left hand right and your right hand left. But for most of us, we are right-handed, so this is for us. This hand is the hand that learned. This is the student. And this here is just the blind follower. And if you come up in the judgment with only a credit in this hand, you go to the fire. So our religion required that we be workers. That we be workers. To learn with this hand, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work your mind. You're going to have to work your, you're going to have to be disciplined. You're going to have to work your mind. You're going to have to be a worker to have credit with this hand. Am I right or wrong? All right. And also, we must understand that our religion places emphasis on planned work. Not just work, but also planned work. And our strongest emphasis are on planned work. Planned work. Society requires planned work. Family requires planned work. The best work in our religion is that work that is planned. It is the work that has an aim. It has an aim toward the future. That's the best work. And God says those who believe in the latter, those who believe in the latter, we must believe in the future. Muslims are required to believe in the future. Those who work for the future end, al-akhirah, those who work for the future end, we must be people who are working for the future end. That's where our emphasis are. And God says, comparing the future with the present, or the latter with the present, he says, and surely the latter is better, greater, better. It's better in grades, and it's better in quantity, both. It's better in quality, and it's better in quantity. It's better in both ways. And it's better in durability. It's more lasting. The things that are achieved in the latter end, for the latter, is more durable, more lasting. And I repeat, better in quantity. He says, for surely the present life, in comparison with the future end, is qaleel, little, just a little bit, just small, little. We find that people who work, have activities, or have jobs, and they work for nothing but the immediate benefits, they have little. They have little. But those men and women of great foresight who work for the end down the road, sometimes it's 5 years down the road, sometimes it's 25 years down the road, sometimes it's so far down the road they don't expect to even harvest it in their lifetime. But we find that they are the heavyweights. Their accomplishments are many and great. Whereas accomplishments for those who seek only the immediate results, the immediate gains, are small. As Allah says in His holy book, Qaleel, very small. So we must understand that Al-Akhirah, that working for Al-Akhirah, while it requires us to work for admission into God's presence, into paradise, it also requires of us that we use that as a principle affecting our whole life.